In the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, we are on Bet Amud Bet. We saw that the Gemara asked from the Pasuk in Iyov. In Iyov, Perek Kav Daled, it says, La'or yakum rotzeach yiktol ani ve'evyon uvalayla yehicha ganav. So the Gemara had a very innovative pirush on this Pasuk in Iyov, that La'or yakum rotzeach, if we're talking about a burglar who's breaking into someone's house, so if you know for sure, La'or over here does not mean day or night or anything like that. It means if it's clear to you like the light of day, if it's clear to you like the light of day, Ipshitalach, reading in the Gemara, second line from the top, Ipshitalach milta, if the matter is pashut to you, is obvious to you, kenehora, like the light of day, de'anefashot ka'ati, that he's coming to kill as well, that this burglar will not stop by anything, he will come to kill as well, rotzeachu, then he already has a din of a rotzeach, and you can save the victim by, even if it has to be, if it means to kill the perpetrator, the burglar. That's called La'or Yakum Rotzeach Yiktol Ani Ve'Evyon. Ubalayla Yehicha Ganav means Imesapka Lach Milta Kelelia. However, if the matter for you is doubtful, if it's not as clear, like the darkness of the night, yehi be'enecha keganav, then he should be like a ganav, not a rotzeach, ve'lo nitan la'tzilo benafsho. Therefore, you cannot shoot him. You can't kill him if you don't know that he's for sure coming for killing. So now in Rashi, let's see Rashi. I don't think we saw Rashi yesterday. Let's see how Rashi, or maybe we did, I'm not sure. Let's read through Rashi again. Rashi, from the top, from Midika Amar. I think we did read it, yeah. We definitely did read the first Rashi. Midika Amar, Uvalayla Yehicha Ganav, Michlal De'or De'reshe Dikai Mamahu. Mashma, so this is the Gemara's question, mashma that the or in the beginning of the Pasuk is day, v'achikama, and it's saying, bayom kesheuvre drachim olchim omed rotzeach be'em adrachim, v'horgam v'notelet mamonam, that in the daytime, the burglar, the thief is willing to kill. U'balayla u'na'asa kaganav, lachtor batim v'lignov. At night, he does it in a more stealthily way, and he goes to steal. But the Gemara says that's not the meaning of the Pasuk. Hachikama. So let's learn the second Rashi here on the page. Hachikama. Ma shenatna lecha Torah reshut al ababa machteret lehorgo. This that the Torah gave us reshut, gave us license to a person who's baba machteret, that's a thief, a burglar, who breaks in and he through an underground tunnel, Lehogo, the Torah gave us license to kill him. Kedichtiv, as it says in Parashat Mishpatim, im b'machteret imatze haganav ve'ukav amet, if the ganav is found, if he's caught in the machteret, in the tunnel, as he's trying to make his way towards the victim, ve'ukav amet, and you kill him, en lo damim, he doesn't have blood, which means you're not guilty of murder. You did what's right. What does that mean? So we see, Rashi explains, Im barur lecha hadavar ke'or, shehu ba al iske nefashot, dehainu kol adam. This is the point of machloket between Rashi and Tosfot here. But Rashi holds, Im barur lecha hadavar ke'or, shehu ba al iske nefashot. If it's clear to you that he's coming to kill, when is that? Says Rashi, "Dehainu kol adam, any person, meaning any person, chutz me'aval ben, except from a father who's coming to rob his son, v'kayotzebo, or a similar case, shemakir bo shehu ohavo meod, or someone that you know that." that is his very, very, very close friend. Aval shal kol adam, but any other person, imaya ba'al hamamon omed kenegdo le'atzil mimenu mamono, any regular person, if the victim will get up to stand up for his, to save his money, ze omed alav ve'orgo, the guy is going to kill him. Rotzeachu, therefore he already has the status of a rotzeach. Venitan reshut lechol agodem, permission is given to anyone who comes first, le'atzil et ba'al hamamon, to save the victim, benafsho shel baba machteret, by the life, even if it means to take the life, of the baba machteret. So that's by regular people. So it seems like Rashi is explaining the first half of the pasuk on any other person except the father. When it says in the first, what does it say in the first half? If the matter is clear to you that he's coming to kill, you're allowed to kill him. That's laor yakum rotzeach, yiktol ani ve'evyon. What's that? That's sha'al kol adam, Rashi said. Sha'al kol adam, we take for granted that if the victim is going to get up to stand up for himself, he's the guy is willing to shoot him. So therefore, you're allowed to shoot him first. You're allowed, or the victim himself also, to protect himself, is allowed. That's the first half of the pasuk. That's where there is a difference between Rashi and Tosfot. Tosfot is going to explain the entire pasuk in regards to the father to the son. So that we'll see when we read quickly. We'll get to Tosfot in a minute. Ubalayla, continuing on in Rashi, the second half of the pasuk. What does it say? Ubalayla yehi chaganav. Ubalayla, what does ubalayla mean? Imesap kalach kalayla. If the matter, however, is doubtful to you, like the night time, kegon she'adam ohevcha, shehu avicha, a person who loves you naturally, he's your father. V'racham, right? Like we said this morning in Parashat HaShavua, Parashat HaAzinu, halo hu avicha kanecha, Hashem is our father. Right? She'adam ohevcha shehu avicha, v'rachamav alecha, and he has pity and compassion on you. And therefore, you know, even though we're talking about a father who's breaking into the house of his son, right? It's funny here. A father is coming to rob his son. What a loving father. And yet we know that no matter what, the fact that he's going to steal from his son, who knows what the reasons are. But he still loves his son, no matter what. If you, the son, are going to stand up for, you know, to save, to protect your possessions, he's not going to kill you, he's your father. That far, he's not going to go. He should be in your eyes only as a ganav, and you're not allowed to kill him. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. A father who comes, who breaks in to rob his son, you're not allowed to kill him b'machteret, in the tunnel. Look in Tosfot. Tosfot ipshitalach, on the top. Ipshitalach da nefashot ka'ati. See, Tosfot was bothered with Rashi, because from Rashi it sounds, how did he explain the first half of the pasuk? The first half, which is talking about if it's clear to you, like the light of day, that he's coming to kill. Who did Rashi explain that on? Any regular person. It sounds a little bit from Rashi that by a regular person, only if it's clear to you that he's coming to kill. But there's no regular assumption. Or if it's doubtful, also not. Only if you know for sure that he's coming to kill, then you're allowed to kill him. That might be contradicting the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us about other people besides the father, that only if you know for sure that he's not going to kill you, if you know for sure that shalom lo imach, that he's peaceful with you, that he's not going to kill, that's when you're not allowed to kill. But if you don't know for sure, then you are allowed to kill. That's what it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin. That's not like what comes out from the sound, from what Rashi says here. And that's the problem that Tosfot has here with Rashi. And that's what you'll see, they're going to explain differently. Look at Tosfot. I pshita lecha da nefashot kati, omer ri veriva, tu ba'le Tosfot. Ri, the grandson of Rashi, and the Riva as well. Dehaikra be'avala ben mayri. The entire pasuk is talking about avala ben. You see, Rashi split it. Rashi said the first half of the pasuk in Iyov is she'ar kol adam, chutz me'av. Whereas the second part of the pasuk, ubalayla yehi kaganav, is talking about avala ben. Tosfot says, no, the entire pasuk in Iyov, the pasuk here, is talking about avala ben. Just, it depends. By avala ben, the father who's breaking in to the house of the son, it depends. Let's see. The haikra be'avala ben mayri. It's talking about a father who's coming, who's breaking into the house of the son. Destam av merachem ala ben ve'lo yargenu. The normal assumption, the regular assumption, status quo, a father has rachmanut on his son and he's not going to kill him. If the son will get up to protect his money, the father will not kill him. Therefore, if you see the father breaking it, you're not allowed to kill him. Because the father is bechizkat, he's not going to kill. Rachamei aval haben. When are you allowed to kill the father? Ela kesheyodea beveru shelehorgoba. Only when you know for sure. You have 100 absolute proof that he's going to kill. Now, I don't know what kind of proof that is. I don't know what it means that you have proof. Let's say you have a document from the doctor that the father legitimately lost his mind. And he's senile. And he forgot that he has a son. And there, whatever may be the proof, but that's the only case. Ela kesheyodea beverur shelehorgoba. Kedemuchach beperek ben sorer. If you look up in the Gemara ben sorer moreh, the Gemara over there asks a stira between two braitaot. There's a stira between two braitaot. Demukia braita detanya. So the Gemara over there establishes the braita that states the following. Im zarcha alav ha-shemesh. You see, there's a pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim. Im zarcha alav ha-shemesh, damim lo. If the sun has risen for him, then if you kill him, you're liable. You're held accountable. So the Gemara asks, what kind of poetic way is the pasuk here? What's the zarcha alav ha-shemesh? What, the sun only rises for him? It rises for everybody. What im zarcha alav? What's this alav? So the Gemara, the Braita is Doresh. Ela, it means like this. The Pasuk means to say, im barur lecha keshemesh. Only if you know so clearly, if it's clear to you like the sun. Like sometimes there's a fancy way of saying, it's Barak HaChama. I am 100% sure, like Barak HaChama, like from Shir HaShirim, like the sun. Im barur lecha keshemesh she'en lo shalom imach, if you're 100% sure that he's not in peace with you, horgehu, then you could kill him. Ve'im lav al targehu, but if not, you can't. Who is this talking about? Be'aval haben. The Gemara over there says that braita is talking about aval haben. That aval haben, when are you allowed to kill him to save yourself? Only when you know im barur lecha keshemesh she'en lo shalom imach. If you know, you have 100% proof that he's out to kill, that he lost his compassion, his natural compassion for his son. But if it's not barur, if it's not clear, the status quo, the assumption that we have is Rachamei Aval HaBen. Vehahi Detanya, and therefore the other Braita that the Gemara asks. Over there it says, in the other Braita, Im Barur Lecha Sheyesh Lo Shalom Imach Al Tahargehu. The other Braita says, if it's clear to you that he loves you, then you can't kill him. But if it's a Safek, you're allowed to kill him. That's contradicting the other Braita. Because Muki, that is established Beven Ala'av. That's on the other way around. That's if the son is breaking into the father's house. And the Gemara tells us here that the son does not have the same love for the father as the natural love that a father has on his son. That's something that maybe not so easily heard or understood, but it is a profound fact of nature that the father has more rachmanut on his son than the son has rachmanut on his father. So therefore, the braita that says that if you're sure that he's coming to kill you, then you're allowed to kill him, that's the father on the son. But the braita that says that if you're sure that he's not going to kill you, that's when you don't kill. But if you don't know you're allowed to kill, that's beben al ha'av. So it comes out according to Tosfot that this pasuk in Iyov that we just learned, and I'm going to repeat it now, this pasuk, the entire pasuk is talking about av al ha'ben. How? What's the first half of the pasuk in Iyov? La'or yakum rotzeach. If it's pshita lecha milta kenehora, if it's pashut to you, like the light of day, da'nefashot ka'ati, that he's going to kill you, you're rotzeachu, ve'nitan le'atzilo b'nafsho. He's a rotzeach, you're allowed. Who is that talking about? Av al ha'ben. Meaning, the father is breaking in, not like Rashi. Rashi said that part is talking about Sha'al Kol Adam. No. According to Tosafot, that first half of the pasuk is also talking about the father who's breaking into the son's house. But I'm allowed to kill him? Yes. Im barur lecha, if it's pshita lecha milta kinehora, if you know that he lost his mind, you know he's out to kill, then you're allowed to kill him. But, balayla, yehi chaganav. Balayla means, if you're not sure, it's nighttime in your mind, it's dark, you're not sure about it, who are we talking about here? Once again, av al ha'ben. The father is coming to rob his son, and you're not sure. What do you mean? So then we go by what? The regular status quo, the assumption that a father, rachamei av al ha'ben, and yehi be'enecha keganav, ve'lo nitan lehatzilo b'nafsho, you're not allowed to kill him. That's according to Tosfot. Let's continue a few more lines in the Gemara. We're up to Metive number 6. Metive, we are on the sixth line also, from the top. Metive, it says a pasuk in Iyov, once again. Iyov Perek Gimel. In the third Perek, Iyov himself is talking. And he's basically, in that Perek, he's cursing the day that he was born. That's Iyov, in a very poetic way, in all kinds of variations. In many psukim there, he, obviously we know the story, I mean, basically the story of Iyov, that how he suffered very much. The whole book of Iyov is a back and forth between him and his friends, a philosophical give and take between him and his friends about why does Hashem bring suffering in this world, why is it that tzaddikim suffer. And so Iyov is fighting with them, he's arguing with them back and forth, they're giving him musar. That's the entire book, you know, of Iyov, at least the middle of it. You know, the first perek and the last perek tells us the story, but in the middle it's all philosophy, basically about hashgacha pratit. A lot of psukim that teach us about hashgacha pratit. The fact that Hashem surveys and supervises the world. So Iyov started off in a very, very, negative tone, and he cursed the day that he was born because of the fact of how much suffering he was going through. So one of the psukim there says the following. Let's read it correctly. Yechshechu kochvei nishpo. Let the stars of the night of that day that I was born, that I was conceived, Let them darken. Let those kochavim darken. Yekav le'or va'ayin. Any hope for light of day should not come. Va'ayin should not be. Ve'al yir'e be'af'ape shachar. You should not, that day should not see the glimmering of the morning, the lighting of the morning. Af'ape shachar. So now, simply read, the Gemara says, "Midekaamar yekav leor va'ain." From the words that he says, he will hope for day, and it won't come. Alma or yemamahu. We see from here that or is a noun for daytime. Once again, a question on Rav Huna, proof to Rav Yehuda. Am I right? Alma or yemama. No, the opposite. Rav Yehuda is the one who said that it is Laila. It's a question on Rav Yehuda. Okay. Question on Rav Yehuda who said it's Laila. Alma or yemamahu. I think most of the Meitveis were like this, except one. A question on Rav Yehuda. So, midikama yikav la'or va'ayin alma or yemamahu. It sounds like it's a noun. He should hope for the day and it doesn't come. Answers the Gemara, no. Once again, or here is not a noun, it's a verb. Hatam, over there in that pasuk, Meilat hu dekalait le Iyov le mazale. Meilat hu dekalait, Meilat light, that's curse. Iyov is cursing his mazal. Meilat hu dekalait le Iyov. Iyov is cursing le mazale, his own mazal. He's cursing his luck. Amar, and he was saying, Yehera'ava is Yehiratzon, Delitzpe hachgavra linehora, that person, meaning my luck, that person should hope for the light of day, not for day, for the light of day, velo lishkeche, and he'll never find it. So he was cursing his mazal. That he will hope for the light of day and he will never find it. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, kochve nishpo, in good Hebrew, neshef is nighttime. Neshef is nighttime. Ken neshef ve'ishon laila. So neshef, Rashi says, kochve nishpo, meaning the stars, kochave lelo, the stars of the night. Yekav leo, the simple meaning, as we said in the Havamina, Yetzape layom. He will hope for daytime. Af'ape shachar. Ve'al yire be'af'ape shachar. You shouldn't see the glimmering, the lighting. Zihu. Zihu means the glimmering, like zohar. Zohar means light. You should not see the light of the morning. So that's how we thought in the Havamina. The Gemara says, oh, so you see, or is a noun for night, for daytime. Answers the Gemara, no. Linehora, litzpei hachgavra linehora. That person should hope for the light. Ledavar hameir, for that which brings light. Velo sheyye shem hayom o. The pasuk is not using the word o as a noun. No. Velo kaamar yekav layom. It doesn't mean to say he will hope for daytime. Ela yekav sheya'ir. He's hoping that it will become light. That's what the pasuk is saying. Va'ayin. And that will not happen. If you take a quick look in the Meharshal in the back, you know how to find the Meharshal, Rabotai, right? It's in the bottom of the Meharsha. So you go to the Meharsha, the first page of the Meharsha. On our Masechet, on the bottom, the Chochmat Shlomo. The Chochmat Shlomo is the Meharshal. So take a look how the Meharshal explains what changed from the Havamina into the Maskana. So the Chochmat Shlomo says like this. The Meharsha also has his own take. It's different than the Meharshal. The Maharshal is a bit simpler. Look in the Maharshal, where it says, Amud Bet, Gemara, Lait Le Iyov Le Mazale. Nichtab Vetzido. Nir'e Be'enai. The Maharshal says, the Rav Shlomo Luria, the great uncle of the Ari HaKadosh, Nir'e Be'enai, Shedat HaMakshan Haya, the thought process of the Gemara when it asked the question, She'iyov Amar Lerov Tza'aro V'Da'agato, the Gemara in the Hava Mina was not learning the Pasuk as Iyov cursing his luck. And it wasn't even, the Gemara didn't even look at it, says the Maharshal, as Iyov cursing anything. He was expressing his sorrow. He was expressing how he was suffering in life. That's how the Gemara took the Pasuk at first. So what was he saying? Says the Maharshal, She'iyov amar lerov tza'aro v'da'agato, Iyov was saying in the depth of his sorrow, She'yekavel ayom va'ayin, that he was hoping for daytime and it never came. So the Maharshal explains, Kederech ha-mitzta'arim, like the way of people who suffer. Kederech ha-mitzta'arim, very good, thank you for posting that there. Very good, right there. Kederech ha-mitzta'arim merov pachad ubehala balayla, people who suffer from anxiety during the night, they hope for the morning and it looks like it never comes. It's as if it's never going to come. Because 1 hour seems like a year. You know, when a person is suffering, so time is going very slow. So he's waiting for the morning where things get better, but it looks like it's never coming. That's how the Gemara thought that Iyov was speaking in this pasuk. That's why the Gemara thought to explain that the word Or means Yom. Yekav la'or va'ayin, I was waiting for daytime and it never came. The maskana of the Gemara is that no, he's cursing the day that he was born. He's cursing his mazal. Al ken meshani, the Gemara answers, Iyov la'it le'mazale le'gamre. Iyov was cursing his mazal. If he's cursing his mazal, then it's not shayach to say daytime. The mazal doesn't have daytime. The mazal has to do with light and darkness. Mazal doesn't have to do with day and night. It has to do with light and darkness. So he was saying, yikav la'or va'ayin, that the mazal, which hopes for brightness and a shine, will never come. It should be cursed that it should never come. So that's the Hava Mina in Maskana in the Gemara here on this Pasuk. We should always have good mazal. We should always see light in our life, in our physical and materialistic life, and in our spiritual life. We should see only light and bracha and sason v'simcha tamid. Amen.